Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering. And Dr. Sergey Shilisorin is with us. Welcome.
Thank you. Wonderful to be here.
Now, I was just telling Jason that there was this gal at our Get Prepared Expo many years ago, and I smelled this burning smell coming from inside the convention hall. So I went over there, and there was this exhibitor, and this exhibitor was frying up in a frying pan over a hot plate some bugs, worms, and offering them for people to enjoy. And I said, so she offered them to me, and I said, no, thanks anyway. People were eating them. And what are your thoughts about frying up bugs and eating them?
Personal confession, when I was traveling through, when I was a younger man, did a lot of travel, lots of places all over the world, so lots of different strange and unusual foods, and Southeast Asia was a lot about bugs, so crunchy. And so, when you're hungry, when you're really hungry, you will have whatever it is available.
Yeah, okay. I guess I'm going to be thin for a long time.
Well, until you decide that you're hungry enough, and then the bugs start to look mighty good, you know?
So are we talking crickets? Are we talking worms, flies, grasshoppers?
I think I've had a whole variety, personally. You know, it's there's a form of a grasshopper. There's in the markets. You walk around and just people offer all sorts of stuff. So there's all sorts of creatures, basically from. I'm not going to say what it is because I have no idea. But you know, just if you can imagine it, it's possible.
So just. To be clear, so if our son and I come out to your place, and your wife doesn't serve those, does she?
Not typically, no. We haven't gotten on yet.
Okay, so they're not getting mixed in with the salad or anything like that, right?
God, no, but it's sure can be a good idea if if you're out starving, and let's say you get some dandelions, you know, get some roots, and, create a little mix of something from the greens, get a couple of bugs in, boom, there you go. There's your Caesar salad equivalent, you know?
I don't know. I'm going to resist as long.
Terrible.
as long as I can. So there's a cardiologist who's on the internet, and he was talking about things not to have and things that are just not good for you. And one of them happens to be energy drinks that have a lot of extra caffeine. And it's reported that Red Bull has 77 milligrams of caffeine per can. Monster energy drink is 122 milligrams of caffeine per can. And then there's this other one called Rockstar. And Rockstar is the king so far, 160 milligrams of caffeine per can. What are your thoughts about people who consume that much caffeine?
Well, it's not, you know, as with any substance, caffeine is not on my enemy list. I love my coffee. I'm about to have 1.5 cups for the day myself, you know. But there's a the question as a functional holistic doc, I look at the things from a different angle. And I'm going to ask the first question here is, why would a person need so much caffeine? In other words, it's not that they're using it, but why would they need it? Because caffeine is literally the energy drinks. It's a cofactor to burn other energy issues, energy molecules. And it doesn't produce any kind of energy on its own, so you're depleting yourself. And it's literally like a car that's running on empty, running on fumes. And you throw in something that will make the fumes go faster. Does that make any sense? So from that angle, this is where I would say, clean up your lifestyle. What about your stress factors? What about the macros, micros, you know, supplements? What about stress management? In other words, self-regulation, because internal control relates to external control. And then, of course, you've got all this common sense stuff. And if a person is not doing well or feeling well, it's time to ask some good questions. And the right question means you're going to get to the right answer if you ask the right people.
Yeah, and you know, as an instructor and as a dear friend of ours, you've been to our farmhouse, and so have other instructors over the last 12 years. And there was a guy who's no longer an instructor, but he came to the farmhouse, and he spent a few days here, and he needed his energy drink, and literally, he was. I think he was going through withdrawal. It was serious. He absolutely, positively had to have his energy drink, and he was going to go, 26 miles, whatever it took, whatever the price was, it didn't matter. He had to have it now.
Yeah.
And I've never had to have a cup of coffee now. I enjoy a cup of coffee. I've got one right in front of me. And, I sip it. I don't slam it down to get an instant caffeine jolt. But it seemed to me what I saw was an addiction. And this guy said he drank four, five, six of these a day, of these Red Bulls a day.
That's dependence. That's not enjoyment. That's dependence. And dependence
and so
is not
what,
a good word. Yeah.
Does that cause a person's circulatory system to go into overdrive and actually maybe shorten its life expectancy?
100%. But the other bigger question is, what's going on in the system that is missing so severely that the person is literally trying to overcome by these secondary energy athletes? And these secondary energy pathways are very inefficient. So basically, this is it's like literally an equivalent of a person driving towards the cliff and then pushing the gas full speed to get there faster. Boom.
Yeah. Well, that was just a concern because I was looking at this information on the internet, doing a little bit of research. And there's some other thoughts about things that are detrimental to your heart, for example, something that a cardiologist might consider as dangerous. And another one is red meat. Now, I'm in the red meat business. I mean, that's what we do. But we don't add extra ingredients to, plump up our cows, make our cows grow faster. Nothing artificial. So
yes,
what are your thoughts about red meat?
I have no issues with the red meat. I love it. It's the quality that matters. If you have red meat, which is actually let's say the cows are grown and nurtured with hormones and or treated with hormones and all kinds of other terrible crap that then makes its way down into the humans, yes, of course you have all sorts of complications. But the whole industry has been in the whole nutrition industry, as well as medical industry, dental industry, and every industry, literally government. Every three-letter agency or word out there, pretty much for the most part, has been lies and further lies. And so we've been lied about the egg. We've been lied about the cholesterol. We've been lied about the meat. We've been lied about many things. And it's literally common sense. Basic nutrition advice, intermittent fasting if you can, compress the food to 6 to 8 hours, and do your best not to snack, plenty of fluids, water, good quality water, have the body size in pounds, equivalent in ounces, in other words, 50 to 100 ounces for most people, literally, keep it nice and nice and clean. Veggies of various sorts, most of the diet is 70 to 80%, depending on where you are, and good quality protein. And then, of course, some fruit, and, it's okay to have some carbs, starches, but for the most part, it's best to stay clean.
And we have a faculty member.
Mm-hmm.
Who is pretty famous. His name is Dr. Joel Wallach. He's been to the farmhouse as Dr. Shealy. And once I asked him on the air, so Dr. Wallach, we have, I think we had maybe 6, 10, 12 chickens at the time. And I said, Dr. Wallach, we have these chickens. What are your thoughts about eating eggs? And what he said was, get more chickens and eat more eggs.
Yeah.
Which is exactly the opposite of what the media has been saying. Don't eat eggs. Avoid cholesterol. And
yes.
I eat eggs. We feed our dogs. They eat at least 4 eggs a day. I'm talking about combined.
Yeah.
At least sometimes 6. And we scramble them for them. And their coats look great. They're healthy. They're vibrant. They're more alert. It seems
my
like.
God. Yeah.
You have to be crazy not to eat eggs. What are your thoughts about?
Egg and the cholesterol. Cholesterol is one of the most essential precursor molecule for pretty much every sex hormone, but also for cortisol, for stress response, for so many bodily functions and structures that it is literally it's nonsense to cut it down to into nothingness. The current standards are basically to bring the cholesterol into a non-existent range. Now, I'm not saying if it's very high, then of course address it because the metabolism and the pathways are very important. Anything that can be good for you can turn into bad, so to speak, and we have to be mindful. But you have to keep everything as I call it the holistic perspective or the holistic blueprint. The body, God, creator doesn't make junk. We are created in the most wonderful, amazing capacity with lots of ways to heal and recover and to be well. And it's up to us to create junk for the most part or not, or to clean it up. So that's what I say. Let's clean it up.
Okay, so someone, an average person, let's say, typical body mass index, not overweight, not underweight, just a normal physique. What would be the number of eggs that a person like that, let's say 175 pounds for a male, how many eggs should that person eat per day?
2 to 4.
2 to 4. There you go. Class, you just heard it. And you know what? I eat not quite that many. But the blue eggs, I maybe you think I'm a nut. I think there's something to it. I really do.
It is.
All right. We'll be right back with Dr. Sergey Shealy-Soren in just a couple minutes.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea.
The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Okay, so what we learned, class, is that you can eat multiple eggs per day. You know, if you have a normal body mass index. Now, what if a person is overweight? I'm talking about obese. Is there a change in the recommendation of eggs?
Okay. By the way, I did want to say there is a one and only Dr. Norm C. Shealy here with me. Did you want to say hello?
Hey, Dr. Shealy, how are you?
Great. Thank you.
Oh, it's great. It's good to hear your voice. And we were talking about eggs, and I'm trying to send as many blue eggs over to your place as I can. And so did you get a chance to see any of those?
Actually, Vincent, I'll jump in. Dr. Shealy has been enjoying those, not realizing that they're the blue eggs that we're talking about.
Okay.
I'll tell you one thing. I'm about to, well, after we finish this program, I'm about to enjoy my share coming up. Mm-hmm. So I look forward to more coming in. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, well, we're working on that, and I'm encouraging the girls to lay as many of those blue eggs as they can. And, you know, the shape of them is a little different. They're egg-shaped, but they're more pointy at the ends. So, class, if you come back as a chicken and a female and you're going to lay eggs, you want to be a cream leg bar because the shape of those eggs, I think, is a little more pleasant to lay. They're a little more fluid dynamic, if you will. Yeah. But the interesting thing is they're shaped a little differently. But you know, if you didn't see the shell, you would think that they're the same as something you bought from the store, except for the fact that the yolks are darker. And so Every day, our family eats them. We scramble eggs a lot. And so, Dr. Shealy, what oil would you recommend that we scramble our eggs? And I'll tell you what I do. I use what you've recommended in the past, avocado oil, small amount of avocado oil in a pan. I heat it up gently, and then I scramble an egg with some milk in that avocado oil. Is that still a recommendation of yours, avocado oil?
Yes. I love avocado.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what do you think about coconut? Some people use coconut oil. Is there a concern about coconut oil as an oil?
Yes. I prefer virgin olive oil, but no.
Okay. So avocado and extra virgin olive oil are at the top of the list, and coconut oil is down from there somewhere?
Way down. I don't
Okay. So since we're near the bottom of the oils, what are your thoughts about canola oil?
I don't use it.
All right. How about corn oil?
No, definitely not.
Okay, and then soybean oil.
Never.
Okay, so it's real easy then, class. Avocado oil and extra virgin olive oil. Those are the two. And that's what we use here at our house. When I was growing up, my mom was 100% Italian, and my dad as well, and that's what was used, olive oil. That's it. There was nothing else, and so that's what we're used to. Now, extra virgin olive oil is a little stronger in taste than some of the American type oils like the vegetable oil, corn oil, and other oils and mixed oils, but in terms of health, Dr. Shealy, would you say it's healthy to have extra virgin olive oil and avocado oil? I mean, versus not having it, are you better off with it or without it?
With.
Okay, better off with it. Okay. All right, and Dr. Shealy, what are your thoughts about beef? I was talking with your son about beef. Do you have a feel for how much beef a person should consume per day? You know, average weight person?
Well, a moderate amount, but definitely not the fat part.
Okay, so lean beef, maybe 10% fat, 90% beef, and what, 4, 6, 8 ounces a day, something like that?
Excellent.
Yeah. Okay. We're going to the bottom of the hour break. Dr. Norm Shealy is with us. Dr. Sergey Shealy Soren is with us, the father and son medical team. And we will be
wellness
right back.
And self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
USA News Update. State of emergencies have been declared in Georgia and Mississippi for weather today. Recovery efforts have entered a third day after a series of devastating tornadoes ripped across the state of Mississippi Friday night. The worst was an F4 with winds over 166 miles per hour that touched down in Sharkey and Humphreys County towns of Rolling Fork and Silver City, cutting a nearly 100-mile path of destruction through the Delta region all the way to Emory and Monroe County. The latest estimate from the Mississippi Emergency Management Agency is that at least 26 people were killed and over 2,000 homes and businesses were either destroyed or damaged. Russia's President Putin has announced he intends to deploy tactical nuclear bombs in Belarus. Putin, via a translator.
We are completing the construction of a special storage facility for tactical weapons.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep
it.
God, you're
take my when you go for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Dr. Sergey Shealy-Sorens with us. Dr. Norm Shealy's with us. You know, there's some stories about autism. And I don't remember, when I was a child, I don't remember anyone who we knew that had an autistic child. Nobody. And now what I'm finding is there are families who say their child has special needs. And they're referring to autism. And from my research, the number of children who are autistic is going up dramatically. For example, autism rates used in 2002 was 1 in 150 people, which is really high. And now Well, in 2022, I'm sorry, in 2020, 3 years ago, it's 1 in 36. These
wow.
are huge numbers. Yeah. 2.8% of children are autistic right now. That's an enormous number. Is it possible that these numbers could have dramatically increased because of injections?
Yes. No question about it.
Pretty serious amount of autistic children. So this is something that is a real challenge. I mean, we could use the word burden on everybody. Everybody
yep.
in the family, including the child. Dr. Shilley, how would you describe what is autism? What does it really mean? Is it just slow or delayed
confused
development?
confused development.
Yeah.
Brain not functioning well.
Right, right. Dr. Sergey, are you seeing this in your practice, in let's say in the emergency room? Are you seeing families that you learn that, yeah, you know, one person is in the emergency room for one reason or another, and then there is an additional burden on the family because of an autistic child at home? Are you seeing these kinds of things?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, autism is one of the, well, it can be a blessing and a curse, you know. There's a spectrum of autistic behavior, and excuse me. And sometimes having somebody who is not in social interactions and yet focused on something that they're interested in, that makes them an absolute expert in the field. Very intelligent people, very powerful minds, and they can be very focused. Wonderful stuff. Of course, social interactions can be, of course, compromised. And in the most severe cases, of course, autism is, you know, they're not very communicable. And it's very, very, very difficult on the family.
I believe what you're referring to is a savant, someone who's really, really bright in one area and not so bright in a lot of other areas, right?
Well, think of it as a more like a laser focus. And then I know plenty of people who are, lots of my clients who have basically, who are very highly successful in what they do, extremely, but they are, you know, they do need support in every other area of their life.
I had a coworker, actually, he reported to me in the banking world, and he was absolutely brilliant, incredibly brilliant in history. He knew history inside and out. But when it came to other matters, not so much. And, you know, so I see the point of, you know, blessing and a curse.
I was
amazed that he was able to find his way to work every day. I mean,
Yeah. You know, I would say this about myself as well. You know, to a large degree, I'm not really a practical person. But, you know, to my defense, and many of my doctor friends and associates, you know, medicine is not, you know, the field of medicine makes no sense whatsoever, literally. So the healthcare system makes no sense. There's no common sense, at least, so to speak. There's system sense. So people who grow up in the system, they can function in that system, but that system does not make any sense to the rest of the world, let's put it this way. So a lot of dysfunctional people who are highly functional in certain places, you know? Crazy.
Okay, so... Is sugar to blame for any of this? Not necessarily autism, but is sugar to blame for us being unhealthy?
Sugar. There's some research and experiments done earlier with a comparison of sugar and cocaine, literally, in mice, rats, I should say, and they prefer sugar to cocaine. Go figure. So it's addictive when it's been processed. I'm not talking about the cane sugar. I'm not talking about natural sugars. You know, it's literally a metabolic poison, and we are addicted. A lot of the foods, starches, carbs, I mean, it's just sweets especially. Some people have specifically sweet tooth. I have that affliction as well. I've had that affliction. I'm a lot more careful now. But it's inflammation, and it's just one of those nutrients. If you have a car, you throw in something that doesn't belong in there. That's basically sugar. That's it.
Yeah, and that's why I mentioned for your particular car, I mentioned just use regular fuel, because if you use premium, that car will even perform better.
Oh, wow.
I thought you might test it out. So I recommended not going for that extra horsepower in that little car of yours. I'm serious about that. I'm serious. It will. What happens with that particular a little V8? The high octane fuel allows the ignition system to advance to a higher degree, and when it does, the engine produces more power. And when it produces more power, it's really fun to just see that power come to action by just hitting that gas pedal. So that's why I recommended you use. I'm absolutely serious. You know, if you lift that gas tank door that says where you put the fuel in, it says use unleaded premium only. And I recommend that you use regular, because it will detune that engine a little bit. But mark my words, put premium in it, and you'll get worse miles per gallon, and you'll probably I don't want you to get hurt with that thing. But no, seriously, I'm serious about it.
Well, you know, I do enjoy performance, so I think one of these days I'll see what the distinction is with a premium, just to see what the engine is capable of. You know, I mean, I'll be careful, but you know.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So I guess premium is to that particular car. In class, what we're talking about is a 2000 Mercedes E430. It's got a high performance engine right from the factory, no modifications after the factory, but it is it's like a race engine. It really is, and it's a wonderful engine that will last a really long time, but it is extremely powerful and efficient. So that car can get 22, 23 miles to the gallon, or it can get 15 or 16 miles to the gallon, depending on how you use the gas pedal, accelerator. So that leads me to the question about sucrose, glucose, and fructose. So if someone is potentially diabetic or diabetic, They've been told not to consume sucrose, right? Cane sugar or beet sugar, right?
Yes.
And so what's the difference between that sucrose, which is cane sugar or beet sugar, and glucose and fructose?
Different molecules. The trouble with those things is humans are designed for natural stuff. It's just like vehicles are designed for certain fuel, for example, and they can do certain. And when you introduce a better fuel, you'll introduce a better performance. I'm actually excited about that. Thank you, because I've been following your advice as you, Vincent, and everything you say, I listen very carefully. You know, USA prepares. There are definitions for things like high, we're in the wonderful when they work, certain types of high fructose syrups that are very, very harmful. Now, most of the processed stuff, most of the unnatural stuff is just literally, it's destroying the body. It's just taking the wrong fuel into the wrong vehicle. Part of it.
Okay, so is sucrose the most? Is sucrose the one we should avoid the most?
I would say fructose is not so good for the body in the most common form. It's hard to stay away from sucrose, but there's so many metabolic poisons. There's things in the water. There's things in the food. There are things in the from the sky. I mean, you know, just I think the there's a way to look at things to avoid, but there's also a way to get things to fortify. And the things to fortify and to help the body deal with the damage and the inflammation and the effects of the processed foods, because ultimately, you know, we are all exposed to some degree or another. And, you know, it's just, it's not going to be possible to stay entirely free of this. That's why we recommend the essentials of the clean lifestyle, nutrition, activity, stress management, sleep, hygiene, and then, of course, micros, B-complex, vitamin D, magnesium, vitamin C, or Dr. Shilley's youth formula, for example. So with that kind of a combination, the body has a certain capacity to detoxify, but if you can stay away from simple sugars, if you can stay away from starches, so from literally anything down the center of the aisle, or in the center aisles of most of the grocery stores, you will do yourself a huge favor. And that includes for the sugars, simple sugars, the starches, the processed stuff, but also just crap in general. I hope I didn't go off topic too far on this.
If in a common way of saying it, fructose would be sugars from honey and fruit and vegetables, correct? As compared to white sugar. Okay.
Yes.
So, what about an apple a day keeps the doctor away? Meaning, eating an apple is good for you.
Generally, yes. Let's say 2 to 3. Yep, 2 to 3 fruits, unless there's a brittle diabetic, of course. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, we'll be right back, and I have a question about gas stoves.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit DrinkTap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, class, if you want to set up an appointment with Dr. Sergei Shulisorin, you can call 417-351-5221. 417-351-5221. I'll repeat one more time. 417-351-5221. And you can make a physical appointment, you know, show up in person. You can have a telephone consultation, which is what I've had two of, one with Dr. Norm Shealy and one with Dr. Sergei Shulisorin. And or you can have one of those teleconferences with video and audio, like Zoom. So you can do any of those, and you can have the same medical consultations that I have. And this is not a commercial. This is an endorsement. And it's just Dr. Norm Shealy has saved my life multiple times. I followed his protocol. I do what he recommends. I do what Dr. Sergei recommends. And I have the supplements right here on the studio desk. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Over 10 different supplement bottles of things that I take on a regular basis. And my health keeps getting better and better and better and better. So you can do what, you know, what the GDP does, and go to the fast food joints and eat yourself sick and become overweight and have very little energy and vitality. Or you can eat better, smarter, exercise, drink plenty of water, and take the supplements and regain your health. As a matter of fact, over the weekend, just as an aside, I happened to be buying one thing that we needed for our campground. One item. And it happened to be, I bought a sink, and I wanted to have a sink so that our guests could use the sink and get clean, potable water and not touch the faucet handles. Now, how do you do that? Well, I bought a foot-operated sink that is typically would be used, I guess, in an operating room. Dr. Sergei, is that what you use in an operating room, a sink that doesn't have handle controls? Or do you use your arms or...
You want to be, you want to have something that will, you know, non-touch technology. You got it. Yeah. Oh, and by the way,
so we have a foot. That, yes.
No, yes, sir. Yeah, you were saying
we have I guess we have a delay. Yeah, we have a delay. Okay, back to you.
Oh yes, sir. You have a slight delay here. I apologize. Yeah, I was going to get back to you. You said something about galactose in terms of the sugar, but yes, please, let's continue with the current topic. I'm happy to address you know, any questions.
Okay, so this man, I met him in a parking lot, and he had this foot-operated stainless steel sink, and he got out of his truck, I got out of mine, and the first thing he said, before he even said hello, he said, "Look at that hair." And I'm thinking, he said, "Where'd you get that hair?" I said, "Well, I've been working on it for a while, you know, about over 70 years." And he, then he lifted his hat, and he didn't have as much hair. And so, now, I don't know exactly what he was saying. Like, maybe it's healthy lifestyle that preserves hair. Does that help a little bit?
Hair. Now, that's a very interesting topic. I think this is where Dr. Shealy, dad, has a little bit better experience than I do personally, because, I mean, with hair-wise, he still has a pretty good set of hair, and he's 90-plus. It's a question of several things. It's a question of health. It's a question of stress. It's a question of nutrition. But it's also a question of genetics, too. And it's also a question of predominance of certain hormones. And there's something called 5-DHT, which is it's a form of a testosterone metabolite, or in other words, testosterone metabolizes into various other things. And when that ratio is high, the hair tends to be low. It also is a very potent testosterone or androgen, and some people have a predominance. And there's a way to deal with that with some certain supplements and certain things that can help. But Dad, do you have anything to say on the hair health?
No, I think you said it all. Hair is hair.
Okay, are you saying that an increased level of testosterone is it manifests itself in more hair or more vigorous hair growth?
Probably thyroid as well.
Okay.
I like natural thyroid. I don't like the artificial thyroid.
Okay. And the last thing that I have on my list is the Biden administration, the president's office, wants to shut down gas cooking stoves. So for kitchens that have a gas stove for heating meals and gas ovens, they want to shut it down. Have you had any experience with any situations where people have come into the emergency room, Dr. Sergey, that because they were cooking on a gas stove and they ended up in the emergency room?
Not in my 20th year experience, no.
Yeah. Yeah. So, class, it seems to me that this is nonsense that the Biden administration wants to shut down gas stoves. So you just heard it. 20 years of experience as a doctor, no relationship to someone coming into an emergency room because of a gas stove. So really, it's why are we banning them, Mr. President? Why? I'm looking forward to next week, Dr. Sergey Shealy-Soren and Dr. Norm Shealy. See you next week. Same time, same station. Thank you so much.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.